Hello, I'm Roisin Hasty with the BBC News. Donald Trump has been ordered to pay more than $350 million in penalties in his civil fraud trial in New York. A judge found him liable for falsely altering his net worth to receive tax and insurance benefits. Mr. Trump has also been banned from serving as a director of any New York corporation for 3 years. Sarah Smith is in Washington.
Donald Trump's lies about the value of his properties have led to a massive fine and seen him banned from running a business in New York for 3 years. His lack of remorse throughout the case was described by the judge as pathological. Donald Trump now owes well in excess of $440 million. And yet he carries on trying to turn every legal setback into a political advantage. He's already emailed supporters asking them to contribute money to help him, as he puts it, end the witch hunt against President Trump.
President Biden has accused Vladimir Putin of being responsible for the death in jail of the leading Kremlin critic, Alexei Navalny. Mr. Biden said he had no reason to doubt the announcement and described the death as further proof of Mr. Putin's brutality. Russian officials said the 47-year-old collapsed after a walk in his Arctic penal colony. Here's Lise Doucette.
3 years ago, President Biden vowed devastating consequences if Alexei Navalny was to die behind bars. But so much of what could be done to punish President Putin has already been done. Wide-ranging sanctions imposed after Russia's full-scale invasion of Ukraine 2 years ago. President Putin has been indicted by the International Criminal Court. For today and tomorrow, the world will wait for confirmation from Alexei Navalny's family that the prison service's account that he's dead is true.
In central Moscow, hundreds defied warnings from the authorities to lay red and white roses at a monument to victims of Soviet-era repression. Flowers were also laid at memorials in Novosibirsk, Kazan, Rostov and St. Petersburg. Protests were held outside Russian embassies in many European capitals. Tens of thousands of people in Budapest have protested against the government after a paedophile scandal led to the resignation of President Katalin Novak, an ally of Prime Minister Viktor Orban. Here's Nick Thorpe.
Large crowds streamed into Heroes Square in Budapest for the demonstration entitled "There Are Monsters Out There." This was a show of force by mostly young Hungarians in protest against the abuse and neglect of children. For the past 2 weeks, the governing National Conservative Fidesz Party has been shaken by revelations that President Katalin Novak pardoned a man convicted of covering up the paedophile offences of his boss.
World News from the BBC. President Macky Sall has promised to come up with a revised election date after Senegal's top court ruled he'd behaved unlawfully by postponing this month's election. Mr. Sall said he would abide by the Constitutional Council's decision and hold the vote as soon as possible. Under the ruling, he must leave his job by the end of his term in April. The disputes that led to Mr. Sall's decision to postpone remain unresolved, including objections from opposition figures who were excluded from the candidate list. The International Court of Justice says it does not see the need to grant South Africa's request for additional emergency measures to protect Palestinians ahead of Israel's planned ground assault on Rafah. The ICJ said its ruling last month that Israel should take all possible steps to prevent genocidal acts was sufficient. But the court said that the perilous situation in Gaza meant Israel needed to immediately and effectively implement its existing ruling. The Republican governor of Texas has unveiled plans to build a military base near the Mexico border to deter illegal immigration. Greg Abbott said the 80-acre facility would be constructed in the city of Eagle Pass and host up to 1,800 troops.
It's going to consolidate our forces. As opposed to being scattered around many different places across this region, they will be operating out of one place. It will amass a large army in a very strategic area. It will increase the speed and flexibility of the Texas National Guard to be able to respond to crossings.
Japan's space agency hopes to launch its new flagship rocket shortly after years of delays and two aborted attempts. The first H-3 launch a year ago was abandoned after ignition trouble left the rocket standing motionless on the launch pad, and problems with the second attempt in March led to the self-destruct mechanism being deployed. BBC News.